It is going to be a residential facility that has about a 280-day stay limit for residents. There will be case managers and services to provide residents so that they are working on the skills they need to achieve their independence. That way, you know, when the 280th day comes, they're not just going to disappear and go back to homelessness or housing insecurity. It was really important, I think, for the steering committee before the board was reconstituted, and absolutely for the board now in its current form, that we have a service that accommodates children, because Plum Place could not accommodate children, and that created still a service gap even when we had Plum Place, because if you were a woman with children, unless you were a victim of sexual and domestic violence, you probably weren't going to be able to go to SOS, which just sort of perpetuated the housing insecurity.